Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Moncrief. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone strikes out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Kell reaches second base with a double. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Evers reaches second base with a double. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Evers moves to third. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards first. Berardino scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vico for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evers. The slide. Hegan applies the tag. Evers is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Berardino moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Kell reaches second base with a double. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 1 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayo moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayo scores. Kell moves to third. It's 5-0, Tigers. Steve Gromek now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Gromek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromek strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Vico moves to second. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trout bunts towards first. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Vico moves to third. Swift moves to second. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gordon fields it and tags Swift, for the out. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive towards short. Lapon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick strikes out. One out. Hal Peck pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Allie Clark pinch hits for Steve Gromek. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Tipton now catching. Don Black now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vico hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-3 in the game. Swift bunts towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirtz moves to third. Vico moves to second. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trout hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-4 in the game. Lapon is hit by the pitch. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Vico scores. LePon moves to second. It's 8-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Kell takes first base on ball 4. LePon moves to third. Mayo moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Neil Berry now playing shortstop. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tipton for a passed ball. Evers moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Tigers. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards first. Berardino fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Wirtz for the double play. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-3 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.